Now I'm sure everybody's asleep. Something else happened. Not only they were saved, their generation started to grow, their children multiple. Means this is something that will grow out, will grow up. The people who believe in something that they don't know about, but they believe in this holy book. Because if you don't believe in holiness, let me tell you, there is no way that someone can prove to you that holiness exists. Because it starts from within, from the belief, not outside there. So this group of people are the exceptions. The people who appreciated the name of Muhammad, the Christians. Why are they good? You tell me. How do I know that you're not listening and sleeping? So I ask you the question. Who can tell me? So simple. He made a story. He wanted to make an argument, right? He made enemies out of two group of people. The first were Jews, right? They didn't believe in Christianity. Means you believe in what you are and you don't believe in something new. If now something new will be here, which one of you will surrender to the new one? Of course you go back to tradition, don't you? To what you have and what you believe and what your peer is talking about. Is that the case or not? This is why the Jews, they hated the Christians. Now you say, listen, in these Christians, some of them, they believe in this Muhammad which is not there yet. Okay, believe it that way. They appreciated something that will come later. These are the good people. The exception is this. To accept the changes. Whatever you believe now. Whatever we think, the most genius person on the earth now, whatever he thinks, looking at that, 200 years from now, will be as stupid as the mind of a caveman. In 200 years, will be so different. Look at the people 200 years ago. They look silly to you. They believe it's silly, isn't it? They believe we are at the center of the universe and we have a couple of bubbles around us, half bubble, because we are flat. This is how they believe the earth is. Yeah. And this is my grandpa, not very far. Before this Mr. Hubble made the discovery, we believed that there is one galaxy only. Now we know it's 20 billion of them. Imagine the thinking. So, leave a place. Your judgment is based on your logic, and your judgment is a wooden blade. Don't cut it off sharply. You are incapable of. Go and find the people who have the sharp judgments. So bad with them will make you good. And before that happens, first of all, leave a place for the future, for the change. Do not be the responsible of Armageddon, and this is the last chance of humanity with you. Yes.
They became contemptible and despised through dissensions caused by the evil counseling and evil plotting vizier. Moreover, their religion and their law became corrupted in consequence of the scrolls, which set forth all perversely. The name of Ahmed gives such help as this, so that how his light keeps God.
This is it. Is it just the name of this fellow who is not here yet will help you to avoid being extremist and self-believer? Imagine the light and knowledge of the future. How much does it change in you?
Since the name of Ahmad became an impregnable fortress, what then must be the essence of that trusted spirit?
Yep.
The story of another Jewish king who endeavored to destroy the religion of Jesus.
Means, imagine, a god writing a book this big. How many stories is here? How many characters are playing here? He will not choose another one. He will say, let's choose another Jewish king. And it happens only here, to have another one, because we see another phase of this personal effort, which was the hatred you have towards the people, they don't believe in you. The second king will make it obvious. He will make a statue here and say, you bow to this or I'll burn you up. And Jerome will say, this statue you made, this is ego. Does it sound familiar? If somebody appreciates your ego, that somebody is a clever god. If somebody doesn't, you hate that somebody. Because for you, the main thing is what? Let's say the goal of the animal starts from there. At the beginning we were animals, right? Okay. What is the wish of an animal? And we are not talking about that food and stuff which is survival. Past that. Let's be a little bit romantic. What your cat is demanding?
Affection.
To be loved, yes. What your dog is demanding? To be loved, right? And how about you? That's what it is. And to be loved, it's not what we are talking about. To love is something else. And they don't go hand in hand. To be loved is something that every animal is seeking. Why? Why every animal wants to be loved? You tell me. You said your cat is begging for affection. Please tell me why.
To maintain the connection.
Is that why your cat is doing it?
So you'll feed it.
Because it's good. When everybody loves me, everybody gives me whatever I want. Period. Because of need. There is no love over there. They need you. First of all, they look at you as a bigger animal. And they need you. Period.
Well, that's what I was saying.
When you are loved. You want to be loved. By whom? You tell me. You want to be loved by whom? Everyone. Everybody. Because that more is better. You remember in logic, more is better. This is what we are fighting, right? You want to be popular. Means even the stupid people love you. Rumi said, wait a minute. Good thing has two sides. A good thing should be loved by intelligent people and should be hated by the stupid ones. That's another sign. So the stupid people should hate you, but you want them to love you. Why? Because maybe something there is in it. Maybe they will give me something. That give me is the intuition to be loved. And if everybody loves you, who are you? The spoiled brat, never satisfied, and you will not be happy. Believe me, you. I have seen a lot of these guys. Doing this, doing that, everybody will say that. Who is the happy guy? The one who loves. Love is a quality in a lover. Has nothing to do with beloved.